Chapter 4, Georgia's Executive Branch. Chapter Preview, Terms. Deficit, Plural Executive System, Constitutional Officer, Statutory Official, Statute, Parole, Medicaid, Entrepreneur, Tourism, Conserve, Reservoir. People, Governor, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, Attorney General, State Superintendent of Schools, Commissioner of Insurance, Commissioner of Agriculture, Commissioner of Labor, Public Service Commissioner. Places, Savannah, Brunswick. Laws are enacted for the benefit of the people of Georgia. These laws describe in general terms what the legislature wants to happen. Completing the details of how a new law or program is to be carried out is the responsibility of the executive branch. It is the role of the executive branch to administer state services and enforce laws passed by the legislature. Executive agencies, boards, commissions, and offices are part of the executive branch of Georgia's government. In this chapter, you will learn about the organization of the executive branch and how it administers major policies in areas of interest to all Georgians: education, human services, public safety, transportation, economic development, and natural resources. First, you must know the roles of the governor and lieutenant governor and understand the duties and powers that come with those offices. Page 92, Section 1, Georgia's Head of State. As you read, look for the qualifications, term, and election of the governor, the powers and duties of the governor, the role of the lieutenant governor, terms, governor, deficit, lieutenant governor. The executive branch is the largest branch of state government. It is headed by the governor. Qualifications for governor. Georgia's governor must be at least 30 years old. A candidate for governor must also be a United States citizen for at least 15 years and a legal resident of Georgia for the 6 years immediately before the election. Term of office and election. The governor is elected for a 4-year term. He or she may run again for a second 4-year term. But after 8 consecutive years in office, 2 terms, the governor must step aside. Former governors are allowed to run for office for a 3rd term, but only after 4 years have passed from the end of their 2nd term. Georgia holds its election for governor and other state executive officers on a different cycle than U.S. presidential elections, which also occur every 4 years. In other words, the scheduled elections for governor of Georgia are 2010, 2014, 2018, and so on. Formal powers of the governor. The governor has a number of formal powers that are outlined in the Georgia Constitution. As the chief executive of the state, the governor oversees the operation of the executive branch. The governor is also the chief law enforcement officer. Article 5 of the Georgia Constitution says that governors are to take care that the laws be faithfully executed and shall be the conservator of peace in the state. In addition, the governor is the commander-in-chief of the state's military forces. This means that the governor may deploy, send, the state militia, Georgia's National Guard, to restore order in emergency situations. The governor may also call out the Georgia State Patrol, the state troopers, for law enforcement assistance when needed. The governor proposes an annual budget for the state and presents it, along with a State of the State address, to the General Assembly each year. The governor may recommend new laws and have the administration floor leaders introduce them into both chambers of the legislature. As you learned in Chapter 3, the governor has the power to veto legislation passed by the General Assembly. The governor can appoint replacements to fill vacancies when they occur in the General Assembly or in executive and judicial offices. If a judge or other elected official dies, resigns, or is permanently disabled, the governor's appointee serves until the next general election or, in some cases, until a special election is held. The governor can call the General Assembly into special session when necessary. Two examples would be if the legislature has to deal with redistricting after the U.S. Census report is issued, or if there is an extreme shortfall in state revenue. The governor must manage the state budget and make spending cuts in state programs in order to avoid a deficit, a shortage of funds. Finally, the governor appoints members to a number of executive commissions and boards. In some cases, this power is shared by the legislature, where the Senate either confirms or denies the appointment. Informal powers of the governor. Some duties and powers of Georgia's governor as head of state are informal, meaning they have come about through custom or tradition. Some are ceremonial. Among the governor's informal powers are serving as spokesperson for the state of Georgia, meeting with the news media and speaking officially for state government as well as unofficially on behalf of Georgia's citizens, serving as the official channel of communication between Georgia and the national government, as well as between Georgia and other states, leading trade delegations to other countries in order to encourage foreign consumers to buy Georgia-made products and do business with Georgia industries, acting as honorary head of the political party to which he or she belongs, issuing proclamations to honor individuals, holidays, or special events, and, with the legislature's approval, adding new state symbols. The role of lieutenant governor. The Georgia Constitution states that the lieutenant governor will be elected at the same time, for the same term, and in the same manner as the governor. Because the lieutenant governor may have to take over the governor's role, the lieutenant governor must meet the same qualifications for office as the governor. Unlike the governor, however, the lieutenant governor may serve an unlimited number of consecutive terms in office. And unlike the U.S. vice president, who is a member of the same political party as the president, the lieutenant governor may belong to a different political party than the governor. In Chapter 3, you learned about the Lieutenant Governor's legislative role as President of the Georgia Senate. The Constitution does not assign any additional executive branch duties to the Lieutenant Governor except those that the Governor may assign. The Lieutenant Governor does serve as the Chief Executive when the Governor is out of the state. Succession to Executive Power. In case of the death, resignation, or permanent disability of the governor, the lieutenant governor becomes the governor and serves until a new governor is elected. If something should happen to both the governor and the lieutenant governor, and those offices are vacant, the next person in line is the Speaker of the Georgia House of Representatives. The Constitution calls for the Speaker to take over the powers and duties of the governor until a new governor is chosen in a special election, which must be held within 90 days. Reviewing the section. 1. Define deficit. 2. Give an example of one formal power and one informal power of the governor. 3. Why is it necessary to have a line of succession?